All right, welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 379. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I'm drinking Mexican hot chocolate beer.
Damn, that sounds real good.
It's awesome.
It sounded real good until you said the word beer.
But. I still thought it was good, Tony.
You have taste. Sorry.
Fozzie is here waiting for games to unlock.
Hurry! And, I got so depressed. I was like, oh, God. I just went to check to see. And it's like, let me check the internet to see if you can play this game yet. You cannot play this game yet. God damn it.
Don't check the internet. Just let me play it. Yeah. I know it's downloaded.
Well, this happens to me with every like Steam preload. I'm like always clicking on them. Oh, I clicked on it by accident just to make sure it wasn't working yet. You know, just checking.
Jeff is here.
Hello.
And Pete is here as well.
I'm deaf in one ear tonight.
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry okay.
To hear that. Yeah, my headphones are broken, so I can't hear them out of my right ear.
Okay, so like you're
not
can't
actually
hear
deaf.
Us. Yeah.
No.
Luckily, we record in mono. So.
Yeah.
All right. So, what have you guys been playing? I have played absolutely nothing.
Ew.
At all. Oh.
Wow, that's out of character.
I played a half hour of NHL last night. That was it. So,
what happened?
I've been watching lots of movies, and I stupidly decided I was going to try and watch all the Saw movies in the last 2 days.
So I meant to ask this, but under my recollection, some of those later, like mid-Saw movies, are only like an hour and 20 minutes, right? Like,
no, they're all about an hour and a half.
I thought I could have sworn there was one that they were like, it's 75 minutes.
That would be great. I have not come across that one yet. I've watched five.
Maybe there's a lot of people who thought that they should be.
I remember there was one about healthcare, and I appreciated that.
That's six. Sixth one?
Yeah, that's six. That's one I remember being good.
God, I can't believe I knew that.
But yeah, I don't know. I didn't even play Destiny. I just haven't felt like grinding anything, and I don't want to start anything because Mario.
Yep. Like,
I have lots of games I could start. There's always more games in the backlog, but yeah, Mario comes out Friday, and I was like, I just don't want to start anything because I know I'm not going to finish it, which is sad for me because Mario and Rabbids I still haven't finished.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you have stuff to finish.
Yeah.
Oh.
Zelda I haven't finished.
Who?
Same here.
Big ones.
Same here. I'm stuck, and I refuse to look into any sort of strategy guide.
But I also haven't felt the desire to put Zelda back into my Switch yet. Like, I want to play it, but I just haven't been like, I feel like I should play it right now. Which is weird, but Mario is going in there tomorrow, and I feel that will be my weekend game, so.
Yeah, buddy.
But what have you guys been playing?
I also have not been playing anything.
Okay.
NBA 2K, a lot. That's it.
All right. It's basketball.
Yeah.
I touched Destiny 1 last time. On,
you fondled it.
I think Wednesday, I think.
You sold it, right?
Yeah.
Done. All right. Well, so you are out of the Destiny cult.
It served its purpose. It was something to do right up until a game I really wanted to play came out.
It got you to October 27th. Like, you can't be sad about $60 spent for...
It wasn't even that. It was like $45.
So there you go.
And then I resold it back to Amazon for $24. So.
Even better. So $21. You got a month and a half out of it. There you go.
Oh, my webcam's not on. Oh, whatever.
That's fine. Okay, so NBA 2K.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last
touch of Destiny. I touched NHL. Anybody not playing sports games?
I'm not playing sports games.
There are games that aren't sports games.
I am broing it up.
I've seen you playing that 2K, Fozzie, on Switch.
Oh, my God. It's so bad. 2K. It's so bad.
Well, as the 2K version is on Switch is bad.
Well, first it's 30 frames, and then also it's it doesn't have a face scan, and I'm really waiting for it. But it's like I don't want, but I want to keep playing career, and I realized there's like, is there a story? Like, is there any cutscenes besides the first part?
In the career mode? Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's none of that in the Switch. It's just literally. You have a guy, and then you are just like going through it.
Even so you don't know about like Be Fresh and.
No, only when I was in the streets, like the street part in the beginning, that's the only time there's ever a cutscene. And so when I went from like bench person to starter, like there was nothing. It was just like one day I was like, oh, I'm now starting in this game. Cool. And I was like, I feel like there should be some other things happening, but it's really bad. I really regret that, even though I keep playing. I regret the fact that, like, it's so bare bones compared to fucking the Xbox One.
Dude, Fossey, why did you do this to yourself? I don't know.
Because I like going to bed, and I like looking down at my screen and then playing for 30 minutes before I have to go to bed.
But you knew it was going to be bad. You knew it was going to be good.
You could be using those 30 minutes to play Stardew Valley.
I know, but like Stardew Valley is like a game where I'll just be like, oh, I'll just play one more day. I'll just play one more day.
Right. You never like, stop playing.
Yeah. An NBA game, it's like, okay, this is a set like 30 minutes. Okay, I'm going to play one game. Because I know that I can't play another one. That's another 30 minutes. That's crazy. But Stardew Valley, you're like, oh, it's like 10 minutes a day. I'll get like a couple days in. Oh, no. I've played 3 hours. Yeah.
I mean, I get the desire to get literally anything on the Switch, but like that's one of those games where I would have like sniffed out that like I would have known at least they're gonna strip the fuck out of it. They always do that with the sports games.
That's my fault because honest to God, like I mean I played the PSP, but that's really it. I haven't like really touched like sports games or anything like that. So I mean I guess I have to look at it more as from a tablet point of view or like / portable than an actual system. Because, I mean, I don't think that's still an excuse. I guess I never bought a sports game on the Wii, but, like...
It's different, though. Like you said, it's... Hey, like, so are you enjoying it as, like, something like you could play basketball in bed?
That's the
you
know, thing. Like... It's that, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm still putting hours into this. I probably put more time into this than Stardew Valley. So, I mean, take it as you will, but... you know, it kind of sucks because I'm not someone that takes my Switch out, so it doesn't really, the only pure reason is that like when I'm being lazy in bed, I like to sit on my I like to lay down on my stomach side and play video games. Now, was that worth it? I don't know. But I didn't think it would be this stripped down, I guess. Like, I figure that, okay, maybe it'd be missing, like, a couple things. Like, in FIFA for the Switch, you don't have the story mode, which I loved in FIFA 17. So I would never get it because I'm like, oh, well, that sucks. Like, you don't have a story mode, then what the fuck? But I guess I thought more of 2K. I was wrong.
No, man, 2K doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, well.
Between that and their wrestling game.
Yeah.
Ooh, I hear that wrestling game is pretty shitty.
Everywhere, too. Not just on Switch.
Yeah, just in general. Like, they haven't been good in years, but...
Since this PS3 era, right? Like,
yeah, it's they have not had a good one on modern consoles, so... They're actually bad games. My son was, like, asking, and I'm like, I don't think so. We're not getting that.
Don loves those games.
Yeah, he really likes like creating characters and having a like building them up like with gear and stuff. I guess that might be a draw to it. Like I think the mechanics in those games are bad, and critically it seems that way as well. So. Anyway, so NBA is terrible on Switch. Jeff, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a couple things.
Yeah.
One thing I want to mention, I think I kind of mentioned it last week, is Friday the 13th. Like, I've been playing like that a little bit. I just want to say it because, like, we talked about it earlier in the year, and I said I can't recommend buying it. It works now, so there's that. It's fun for what it is, and there's a lot of, like, good detail in it. Like, if you're a fan of the series, it's a fun, like, hide-and-seek type game.
It's quick enough to get in a match.
Yeah, like, it's not as quick as, like, Call of Duty or something, but, it might take you, like, 2 minutes to fill up a room and get it all started and shit, but, like, not like it was when it first came out for the first month or so when I said don't buy it. Like, you're never getting in unless you do a private match or go to that, like, whatever the club thing is on Xbox, whatever it's called.
Oh, the looking for group?
Yeah, looking for group. Like, that was the only way you could play it for, like, I'm talking months. And so now it works. Like, yeah, it takes a couple minutes to get a game going, but nothing, like, outrageous. And it's way less glitchy than it was. It's still not, like, a AAA game, but, like, it's fun for what it is, for sure.
Did they fix any of the leveling? I seem to recall you had some sort of issue with some of the leveling. Like,
I think some people did.
Okay.
Like they weren't getting their experience or whatever.
Okay. Or were you stuck in a match after you died and, like, you had to watch all the way through? And was that what it was?
Well, that's part of the game. That's still okay. There. You could leave it if you want. I just don't think you get the experience for that match.
Right. Yeah.
But in a lot of cases, like if you die in the first minute and you don't get experience for it, who gives a shit? Because you didn't do anything.
Right. Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's fun. Like, especially like if you're a fan of the series. Like when I ran out of Friday 13th movies to watch this last week, I was like,
playing
this. Yeah. So I've been playing a little bit of that, and yeah, it finally works now. So worth it, especially if, like, you see it on sale.
I did, and you had told me no, but I did ask you if there was a Grendel level from Jason X, because I think that would be awesome.
No, unfortunately, I think there is, like, I have not seen it, so I don't know if it exists or not. But I think there's, like, a Jason X type model of Jason in the game.
Oh, like an Uber Jason?
But it's, like, it created originally for the game. It's not exactly like Jason X. But it looks pretty, like, similar. But I've not seen anyone use that fucking Jason. I think it was only for backers of the game.
Okay. Anything else?
I played through Yoshi's Island for the first time.
Yeah, tell us about that. So that was on your SNES Classic.
Yeah.
Ooh, I did play that. And so, I modded it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, first off, I just want props for being someone that bought one of these things that actually played through a whole game. A little golf clap. All right. I never played through that game before. And I can see why, like, it's like a classic and, like, some people, like, love it. It's super, like, dense, detailed levels to the point where it almost makes it boring. But, like, I just couldn't help it by being impressed by, like, man, they got away with doing all this stuff on the Super Nintendo. And what I like my favorite thing about the game is, like, all the bosses are, like, way cooler than Super Mario World. Like, there's always some sort of, like, interesting twist to every boss. There's, like, one boss that kind of reminded me of, like, Super Mario Galaxy, where you're, like, running around a little globe and the whole, like, level is rotating, to show off, like, the Mode 7 graphics.
Okay.
You know, when you fight Bowser at the end, you're, like, throwing your eggs, but you're aiming at him in the background of the screen. Like, he's on another plane in the background. Just all sorts of, like, cool shit like that. Like, there wasn't any boss that was not cool where you're like, oh, man. Like, a lot of the game, like, bosses in the Mario games, like, are, like, jump on the guy 3 times, and that's it. I think, Chris, you said you never played Yoshi's Island before, right?
No, I still haven't played it, yeah.
It's fucking, like, it's slower paced, and like I said, it almost feels kind of boring, because the levels are, like, kind of long, and they're kind of about, like, exploring and secrets, and you kind of move a little slower, almost, I think. But, like, as you get into it, you're, like, you do realize it is kind of a sequel to, like, Super Mario World. Like, there's a lot of, like, similarities between them, like shared things in them. And I don't know, it's one of my favorite Mario games. So it was kind of cool to play like this, like kind of cousin game to it.
That's cool. You gonna play any? You gonna play through any other of the games on there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I will at some point. But obviously, we are on the verge of Mario, new Mario. So
yeah, it's gonna take up a lot of people's time.
The one other thing I played, and it was I was trying to finish it up in time for Mario, was Mario plus Rabbids.
Uh huh.
Been playing a lot of that over the last week, and I'm like near the end of the game. I think I have like 5 levels left.
Okay.
That game is fantastic. Which we already discussed on the show. Like, most of you guys have played it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? No.
Mario plus Rabbids?
Oh, yeah.
You own it as well, Fozzie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great fucking game. And I had stopped when I reached the third world. And I was worried about picking it up again, like, whether I remember what to do. It's like getting back on a bike, dude. Like, it's... There's no learning curve going back and doing it. Like, it's kind of like you know how to play chess, then you know how to play this game. So when you go back to it, you're like, all right, I know what I'm doing. There's always, like, arrows pointing to you to go. It's not like you have to remember what you were doing in the game. So, like, that was really awesome to get back into it so easily. And, yeah, I've just been playing a ton of it. And the third world is very fucking hard. But, like, you know, you do level enough times, like, you'll come up with the right strategy to beat it. Or if you're, like, super smart strategy guy like Tony or say, you know, like, you might – do it first try, but
probably.
But yeah, that game is fucking great. And so yeah, I'm like halfway through the fourth world now. I think it is only 4 worlds long, but you know, some of those levels could take you an hour. So
yeah, they start
not gonna make it. Yeah, gonna make it before Mario. But that game is so fucking good. Like, that's a must own on the Switch.
Yeah, I think it's a really good title on it. It's a nice surprise.
It would work great as handheld, too. Like, it's great to take somewhere and play, because you can play it in little chunks. The levels, you know, they could take 10 minutes, they could take an hour, but you can play that in that little chunk and be fine. It's awesome.
Yeah. I guess you did not play Fire Emblem... What's the...
Warriors?
Warriors. You didn't play that, did you, Jeff?
No.
No. I heard some people talking about that on Twitter. I didn't even know it had come out, but
I don't even know what it is.
Did you play Hyrule Warriors?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's that, but for Fire Emblem.
On what?
On the Switch.
Oh no! Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I remember hearing about it, but
and it came out the week of Mario.
That was. I think it came out last week. Yeah.
Nothing should come out anywhere near Mario.
No, no, which is a. It's kind of crazy, right? Because Assassin's Creed and Wolfenstein are both out.
Anybody getting 2 games tomorrow? I'm getting Assassin's Creed and Mario.
Yeah,
that's got all 3.
Yeah, I got the triple. I got the triple.
I'm getting Mario and Wolfenstein.
I just got Wolfenstein.
I'm super excited for Wolfenstein too, but like, I mean, I know while I'm playing Mario, I'm not going to be wanting to go, okay, let's go play Wolfenstein. Like, I'm just probably going to get to it in a week.
I think the ancient Egypt setting really has me interested in Origins, which is why I pre-ordered that.
Me too.
It looks good, but then again, they all look good.
Yeah, they never are. You don't like Assassin's Creed, so...
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, if you don't like Assassin's Creed, I don't think this is going to change your mind.
Yes, perhaps you should not buy Assassin's Creed games if you don't like them.
I
there's been 10 of them now, so... Like,
I think the last one I bought was 2. So,
yeah, and if you didn't like 2, they for a long time they didn't change much. 4 changed it up a little bit, and
I have 4 through Xbox Live, but
yeah. Well, I mean, what they changed there was like that. There's, you know, the boat combat, and
yeah, there's still Assassin's Creed-ness.
Yeah. You can explore a lot more. Like, there's a wider world because of the boat, but outside of that, it's still Assassin's Creed. So if you don't like Assassin's Creed combat, you don't like how the characters control in that game, or how climbing works.
It's no Prince of Persia. Just gonna say that's
true. No, it's not.
Although, kind of is, because they keep converting these Prince of Persia games into Assassin's Creed games. Because
fucking pisses me off.
But like the combat in Prince of Persia is actually kind of cool, I think, and like I can never get into combat. And it, actually, everything in Prince of Persia I think is better. It's like more whatever. You've heard me do this rant before.
Well, Prince of Persia generally they're not open world games, right? Like they're more structured.
Yeah, they're good levels. Platforming games. Like
and yeah, except that last one, I can't remember the name of it, but it was
Forgotten fantastic. Sands.
Yeah, Forgotten Sands was great.
The one where you got like the different abilities, like
yeah,
like ice and shit, right?
Yeah, yeah. So like
yeah, that one was.
We're freezing stuff and melting.
That game
stuff.
Was fun.
Yeah,
that was a fun, and like, fun game. No one really talked about it at the time,
which is sad. It was really artistic and like well designed. And
it's because it came out right near the movie.
Yeah, because it felt like a movie
it got swept under as like a tie-in.
Yeah, but it was actually like it was better than the two ones before that. I thought. For me, it was Sands of Time, and then that one, the Forgotten.
I really liked the 2008 one.
Well, that's a whole separate thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, like, I didn't really like it, but like I could get behind it, like it's fine. But
yeah, but I also think the reason they went back to the Sands of Time type structure with Forgotten Sands was that one wasn't received quite as well. So
yeah, I prefer Forgotten Sands, but I think that 2008 one is pretty cool too.
Yeah, I like them both. Just seems that like every time they're about to get one, they kind of pivot and make it an AC game. But
it makes sense from a business standpoint. But also, anyways,
I hate Assassin's Creed. I mean, I look, give me both. I'll take both. I think Tony will too. Like,
yeah, I that would be acceptable.
They're two similar but different games. Yeah. So. I will take a cool action platformer and then, you know, the open world Assassin's Creed stuff. So and then Wolfenstein out tomorrow as well.
Yeah, buddy.
I do worry about one of those games though, right? Like one of them is gonna suffer.
I think they're different enough that they focus on.
I bet Wolfenstein sells really poorly.
I mean, if it was gonna be one of them, it might be that one? I don't know, actually. Assassin's Creed wasn't out last year because the series had slowed sales-wise, and they realized they needed to retool stuff, so they took a year off and released mostly the exact same game.
I think Zelda and Assassin's Creed are going to sell more than Wolfenstein.
Mario and Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, Mario and Assassin's Creed are going to sell more than Wolfenstein. I think that's just like... No matter what, they're going to sell better.
Well... Know? Like, I do wonder,
will it do enough? Will it do okay? Like,
yeah, I wonder if Wolfenstein like moved back like 3 weeks. If it,
well, I think it's Call of Duty.
No, back 3 weeks.
Like early October.
Early October.
Fuck yeah, dude! Everyone would bought that shit.
Right, like
what was that in early October?
Shadow of War.
Right,
which nobody.
It doesn't seem like that. Is getting a lot of buzz.
Yeah, I'm excited for the sales on that game.
Destiny just came out though, like the week before.
Destiny came out beginning of September.
I thought it was the 22nd.
Yeah, so early October would have been a great spot for it.
Yeah, like, because by early October, a lot of people were like done with Destiny because they'd already.
They're ready for that filler game.
Yeah, you're right, Mario. Yeah, so I would have preferred it had released there. Like I probably would have maybe had bought it then, but now it's going to wait. And I do wonder for shooter fans though, Call of Duty's either next week or the week after.
But that's multiplayer, right? Like,
yeah. Like if you want a good, like if you're into single player shooters, which I don't know how many people are nowadays, but I am.
But. Right. No, I am too, but I just wonder like if you were looking for a shooter, like I want to play a shooter. Well, Call of Duty has a campaign, and then Battlefront also has a campaign. And that's like out the week after that. So,
Between those three, I would go Wolfenstein every time. Like Star Wars, I'm intrigued by, And Call of Duty this year I'm intrigued by because of World War II. But, I mean, I know Wolfenstein's going to have a really good single player.
Yeah, so. I mean, according to Metacritic, it's reviewing better, if that matters to anyone.
Better than
Assassin's Creed, sorry.
I mean, that's not going to dictate sales, though.
I think it will do good. Like, I think it's probably a really good game. Like, so I think it will do good. There's a lot of good marketing behind it. I think that it won't sell as much as the other two just because those are bigger franchises. But, like, the question is, does it sell enough to me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what enough is.
Well, yeah, that's the question, right? Because Bethesda's in a weird spot. Like, they, you know, they released Prey earlier this year. That didn't do particularly great. Then Dishonored: Death of the Outsider was September, and evidently
apparently
that,
disaster.
Yeah. So like Arcane, which didn't do Wolfenstein, is not having a great year. And now, you know, Wolfenstein's another single player kind of game here. So.
Right, but I feel like the difference between those two is like the argument about the immersive sim versus other games. Because, like, yeah, all those games did poorly, including Dishonored 2 last year. But, like, Doom came out that year and did fantastic. Wolfenstein came out the year before and did, you know, I don't want to say fantastic, but well enough. You know?
Right.
I wonder if, like, it being more of a, like, you know, straight shot as opposed to, like,
sure,
all of these assets and stuff being shoved into this game that nobody sees, and it's, you know, a bloated expenses and all that stuff. You know, maybe it doesn't need to make as much as something like Dishonored 2 does.
But yeah. Right. We'll see. I mean, I hope all three of them do well, because...
I mean, I guess. I wouldn't mind if...
You don't care if somebody fails.
No, God no.
I mean, two of them are not going to fail. Like, there's no question they're going to sell well.
I mean, I guess. I mean, right.
The only question is Wolfenstein.
I know. I mean, I wonder about Assassin's Creed only because, like, the last game they put out was
Syndicate.
Okay, and that was two years ago, right, or three?
Two.
Right, and that game sold poorly.
Did it?
Yeah, well,
poorly. I mean, okay. I mean that in the context of other Assassin's Creed games, not in a great scheme of things.
Yeah, like, but they also took Unity.
Right, which obviously they were... had some bad press. But I mean, Ubisoft doesn't just take a year off of their yearly franchises for nothing. Like, that would be like if Call of Duty skipped a year for some reason. It's like, oh shit.
I think that there's a reason, though, is that the fact that, like myself, I enjoy the Assassin's Creed games that focus on the historical side, which I think that this one kind of brings back forward. I think that Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag was fun, but it kind of like maybe kind of put the historical stuff a little bit to the side compared to like 2 and like the originals. Like, man, those are so much fun because you'd be like, oh, this is awesome. This is a real life thing that was at that time. And so with this one, I think that a big part of it is the exploration. So I think it's a little bit different, perhaps. And that's what's kind of excited about playing this again. So.
And Syndicate did okay.
Right.
I mean, about 5 million units.
Sure.
Where are you looking? So I don't have to bug you for my own research. Are you at BB charts?
Yeah. And I mean, that was down about 3.5 million from Unity, but Unity was a fucking disaster. So
yeah, it's surprising that Unity sold that many copies.
Well, because nobody found out about that stuff until
afterwards, right?
After I bought it. So.
And so I mean, 3.5 million copies—that's quite a bit. That's almost a 50% drop.
But it's also like that's 5 million copies, which is still 3 million more than Wolfenstein sold.
Yeah, so. That's what I'm saying. Like, realistically, that's what's going to happen. But it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how they all perform for like what they are. I think Mario's going to sell fine. It's going to sell 90% on the system. You know,
right. No, I mean, I Mario like is it's not that's not really a part of the conversation. Just in the,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you own a Switch and you're not buying Mario, you're
crazy.
A...
Yeah.
Why did you buy it?
Yeah.
It's the first like actual big game that, you know, like Zelda was on Wii U as well. So
yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Forgot about Zelda?
I forgot that it was on Wii U.
Oh, it was. I played it through first time on it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll see.
I honestly hope all, like, because even though like Wolfenstein is selling, like, reviewing slightly better than Assassin's Creed, like, all three of them seem like they are good games.
Yeah,
like they are all reviewing quite well. Like, I mean, not Mario well, but
sure.
A few things review as well as Mario does, so.
Right.
Get excited.
I am very excited.
Speaking of Mario.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Peacing out.
I'll stick around.
He's going to like lean the microphone in so he can give some of the audio to Jeff.
I'm half tempted to just download it right now and then just turn my Amazon down here or some shit.
I don't understand people that just don't do that.
No, I want to. So it's because for me, I want to resell my game. Like, I'm fucking poor, man.
I
want the extra $10.
I want the discount, and I want to, because especially on the Switch, I don't have any hard drive space, so I just want the physical version. Yeah.
I just hear all those people that are just like, oh, my Amazon thing's not coming in. Screw you. I'm like,
I have to go to work tomorrow anyway, so.
Fozzie,
the flip side is I've gotten games a day early through Amazon where you can't do that digitally. You know what I mean? Like,
which is fair.
Yeah. So
now if I come home tomorrow, Fozzie,
and
my Amazon package is not here, you will hear me.
Exactly. Yeah, you'll be on Twitter.
Why I pre-order like at Best Buy and go and pick it up.
Yeah,
you never have these problems. Where is it? Where is it?
They have it in
I just haven't picked it up yet. That's where it is.
$10.
Yeah. Dude, for me, it's not only the $10 I save, but then the $30 I get back.
Which is fine. I don't know. I guess. Yeah.
But he's gonna get to play it right now.
It's my virtual.
I'm also ready to pass out. Like, I worked 10 hours today. Like, you know, like, as soon as this podcast is ready, I'm gonna go sink into bed.
It's what, 9 o'clock for you, Fozzie? So
yeah.
So you still have another 3 hours.
I'm in New York.
So fucking jealous.
I'll let you know how it is.
I just want you to tweet to Jeff like every 30 seconds or so. Send him screenshots
and video. Like, you can do video, I think, with it too.
So, yeah. Beautiful. That's right. You get the 30-second videos.
Tag me in that shit, Fozzie.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else play anything else before we move on to some news? All right, Pete. You were looking up some news.
Yeah, I got a couple of things here. So the Kinect is officially dead.
Yeah, it is.
Microsoft has now officially cut off manufacturing.
Where?
Stores will still sell it. They'll run through the remaining stock, but Microsoft is no longer supporting the device and is no longer selling, like, I guess, standalone units.
Yeah. My Xbox is no longer supporting the device. The fucking thing doesn't turn on half the time.
The Kinect doesn't?
No.
Huh.
Like, and if it doesn't, like, if I unplug it and plug it back in, it will, but I don't give a fuck because I don't use it for anything. Goodbye, Kinect.
So let me ask you guys a question that I'm going to steal right out of a podcast I was listening to, because they brought this news story up and it was an interesting question. You remember in 2014, Microsoft cut the Kinect from all the remaining, like, from all the newer Xbox One units, right? It wasn't shipping with it.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you think, had they just done that in the first place, that their place in the, like, quote unquote console war would be different now? Like, how much would they have been able to cut price, and how much would that help? Or do you think that the narrative of like the online only not being able to trade your games thing like was so bad it wouldn't have really mattered how cheap
it
was.
I think the price would have made a difference. I think it would have evened it at the very least. I mean, dude, if you're looking at $100 more for Xbox and you're paying for the Kinect, a lot of people are like, I don't give a fuck. I don't want Kinect.
Right. I do think the $500 versus $400 in November of
matters.
2013 hurt a lot, right? Like,
right. But if they're the same price, then it comes down to I can't trade in my games. I have to always be connected to the internet.
Right. But you're going to lose some of that, but like, there's also like, you know, that narrative was certainly out there, and there were mainstream people that were like, oh, like Microsoft's not letting me trade my shit in. But I do think that like they would have been able to pivot a little bit better. Like when you could say, hey, our price is the same, and no, that stuff we said, like that's not true. But like the price, like they hear it's $100 more, and in the back of their head, they're going, and I can't trade in my games. No, fuck them. Like we're out.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Sony probably still pulls ahead a bit, but I think that the race probably is a whole lot closer. Microsoft came down quicker, like with their pricing.
Well, yeah, I mean, the article doesn't give an exact date. It just says in 2014 that they cut it.
As soon as they stopped attaching the Kinect to it, the Xbox got way cheaper.
Yeah. Because I think right after Jeff bought it, like a month and a half later, like, they were selling it for $350. Like,
and as soon they sold, they sold it without the Kinect. I was like, I didn't really care about that Kinect in the first place either. So, kind of sucks. Whatever. I won't be buying the Xbox One X right away, so I'll get a better version of that someday.
Mm. Yeah, I need to buy the dongle though. I like my Kinect. I still talk to my TV.
It's so not worth it, dude.
I got rid of mine when it stopped working. Like in my current apartment, like the ceilings are too high and it can't hit me.
That sucks. That's something they never really improved on. Like and they should have like kept updating the firmware, but they kind of stopped in 2014 giving any shit about it. So, then there was no software really outside of like Dance Central for it. I mean, I guess there was a couple things, but.
Not really.
Yeah. It's a shame. It was a cool idea. Just didn't work out.
But they never, like, they pulled a Sony in a weird way. Where like,
was it a cool idea?
They
was it, or were we wrong all along?
I mean, but I mean, like, I feel like they pulled a Sony in the sense where, like, they came out with a whole lot of support at the beginning, and then were just sort of like, it didn't immediately become the next cultural sensation. So we're just going to slowly let it die.
I think that
they tried harder. I think
they tried. Yeah.
They released a second version of the thing, like
which was the one that came with the Xbox One, or
yeah,
right. And then a year later or 6 months later, they just cut that motherfucker like right out.
Yeah, like they had like, when did the original one come out?
Project Natal, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. This. What does Wikipedia tell me? The release date for North America was November 4th, 2010.
Yeah, so.
So they've supported it for what? 7 years?
7 years.
For 4 years. Right? Because, I mean, I don't know.
Four total years, and then they tried to make it a big piece of the Xbox One.
That's the thing, because in like 2014, that's when they cut it out of the Xbox One.
Right, so like they tried to make it. So for 3.5 years, they tried to push it, right? Like that's I think that's way longer than Sony normally gives their shit.
And over two console generations. I mean, it's like they tried to make it part of what this generation is, and it's just not.
And it didn't work, right? Like, but they tried, and they discontinued the Xbox 360 version last April, so they were still...
Jesus.
They supported that shit on the 360 for 6 years.
I feel like somebody forgot to do that.
I think the dance games supported that shit for 6 years. That's about it. Yeah. That's about all I was good for.
But like that was those were the only titles that really I only ever really heard.
The three Dance Central games on the 360 were great. Both Kinect sports games on the 360 were good. And there was Kinect Adventures. So basically, like Harmonix and Microsoft themselves, like supported that thing, but everything else on that was kind of shovelware. Were not well done.
And at some point, what could you do with it beyond like shit like that? Like that's
right. Like yeah, but it's like at least they put together good like you know things that actually worked with the thing.
Yeah.
Whereas like LucasArts tried to shit out that Star Wars game.
Woof.
I remember there's somebody like tried to shit out some Hulk Hogan wrestling game, and Sega shit out two Sonic games for it. Like they were bad. Like there was just like a bunch of stuff. Like oh, we're gonna, and it's exactly what happened with the Wii, right? Like there was a bunch of like good stuff that was really good on the Wii, but then like everybody else was like, oh, we want some of that too, but they didn't put any of the time or effort into it. They just tried to dump it on and sell shit. And then it never really caught on the Xbox One. Like there was nothing. Like Dance Central Spotlight was good, but that was like a $10 download game that imported your songs from the 360. Oh well. Goodbye, Kinect.
We nice missed you. It was cool when it worked.
Yeah. It did give me my only Disney World simulation game.
Yeah, well, I didn't know, Jeff. You can now buy that game as of today.
Really?
27th. Like, you can buy that game on the Xbox One and play it with a controller. For really? $30, yep.
For $30? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that would maybe be worth $3 to wander around the park. That's about it.
I have that game on the original Kinect, so.
I mean, it just makes me sad for what I still want.
I get you. Yeah. What you want is what should be on PSVR.
As well as just like anything. Yes. Anything. Yes. Like, yes.
But I still enjoy talking to my TV. I turn my TV on with it. I pause my movies with it. I don't now because now you have to talk to Cortana.
Right. But, hey, Cortana.
Yeah, but before, like, I was able to take screenshots and video, which was so easy. Like, right. I just yell at my TV and it would instantly do it.
Yeah.
It was great.
Now I have, like, the typing pad thing. That's way easier.
Yeah, I think I need to get one of them.
I just double tap my home button and then you hit X or Y.
Yeah, the typing pad is like I just hit one button and it does it.
So like that's cool for like single player games, Jeff, but like if I do something cool in Destiny or Halo, like that's a pain in the ass. Like I'm in the middle of a multiplayer game, like pressing the button, sure. Trying to just like so being able to just yell at the TV was really cool, but
No, I agree. I mean that was the better way to do it, but that was the only thing I was using my Kinect for.
Yeah,
that was
it. Yeah, so. I get that. And when I had it hooked up to my TV that had cable on it, like I would change channels that way too. Being able to like tell it like, "Hey, go to ABC," or "Go to ESPN," like, and it would just do it. That was cool.
Yeah, I guess that would be cool, but
it's dead now.
Rest in peace. Right.
What's next, Pete?
So Bungie released Destiny on PC yesterday.
Okay.
The 25th or the 24th. I think it was Tuesday, actually. And just, like, almost immediately out of the gate, like, hundreds of people were just banned immediately. Like, not because they were cheating or anything, but, like, the game has, like, a bad detection code for... So, I think because it's on PC, like, Vicarious Visions, like, who did the PC port... took extra precautions about programs that might attempt to cheat the game, like in Crucible or things that might try to mess with the microtransaction stuff.
Okay.
And so it immediately just detects anything that injects code into the game. So like overlays or streaming programs, and if you're running any of that, it just fucking just bans you.
Oops.
But not only that, like, other people are saying and showing, like, screenshots of them running on computers that aren't running any of that stuff, and that the game is just auto, like, it's just freaking out right now, and like, you're basically playing chicken with Destiny to see if it's going to ban you from this game or not. And the way that Destiny works is, especially if you, because it's on PC, it's tied into Battle.net, which means it's just tied to that account. So if that account gets banned, it's not like you can sign up with a new one. You're just out the $60 that you paid until they fix it, and you're lucky enough to be one of the people that they unban.
Wow.
Yep. So, makes me real glad that I played that game on PS4.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I... Like, if I'm trying to think of the program, like, Javi uses to stream, but...
He uses OBS.
Yeah, like, if you're using something like that, right, he could be totally banned, or...
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, there's a list out there, I think, but a lot of... But most of them are, like, Discord and OBS and stuff, and, like...
Right, Discord, which you might want to use for, you know, chat.
Right. Or yeah, or, like, if you're raiding or fire teaming with somebody and stuff, yeah. It's stupid. But it's even, like, overclocking programs. Like, MSI has an Afterburner program.
Mm-hmm. I use that.
Right, that'll get you banned.
Sweet.
There was one other one that was real dumb. I don't remember what it was. Shoot. But yeah, it's just like, it's silly shit like that. Like, I don't know. Right. Like, the latest update was from this morning, where they were just like, we've identified a group of players who were banned in error. And it's just like,
good.
Cool.
It almost seems like,
are we going to be ever able to stream this game ever? Like,
This almost explains why Halo games haven't been on PC for years.
I guess so.
It's like Bungie doesn't know what the fuck they're doing with PC.
Well, but they didn't do that port. Vicarious Visions did. Like,
so, oh yeah.
I don't know. Like, which is funny because everyone's blaming Bungie on this, and I'm like, oh, Bungie didn't develop the port. Like, they're not the ones who probably put in the detection system that erroneously bans hundreds of players every day when they try to play this game.
Or did they, and Vicarious Visions didn't realize that like, Bungie was using cheat software, like, cheat detection software.
I mean, I guess, but, like, that stuff doesn't work, like... I mean, you can put that stuff on consoles, but that requires way more effort than is possible by most people, as opposed to just running an executable on your computer.
Which is probably why I wonder if maybe, like, that stuff is there in the console version, so it's like, Bungie's like, hey, it's easy to, like, you know, people that are actually going to do it, we're going to catch them, because it takes a lot of effort to do it, whereas, like, they just weren't prepared for it hitting PC.
Oh, I hear coins.
I hear coins, too.
Do you really?
Fozzie's playing Mario.
No, it's me. Or is it Fozzie? Mario. I was playing, Mario Rabbids.
Fozzie's muted.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I thought I had it super low.
No, it's okay. I was like, but Fozzie's muted. Why am I hearing coins now?
Makes sense.
Oh,
well.
Let's see here.
So don't buy a Destiny on PC if you're streaming.
Or, you know.
Or on PC, anyway.
Or you just want a chance getting banned.
Right.
Yeah,
because, like, you have that overclocking program, like, you wouldn't think anything of it, right, Tony? Like, and
I wouldn't even, like, why would I get banned for that?
Right.
Exactly. It's silly and it's stupid.
Wow.
Okay. So we got two more news stories real quick. There was a Nintendo Direct that went up at 11:45 last night.
Uh-huh.
And was 15 minutes long, and it was about Animal Crossing coming to phones.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And it's called Animal Crossing Pocket Camp.
Yep.
It looks like Animal Crossing, except you're now at, like, this
campground
and stuff. Yeah. And so, let's see. And you run around doing chores.
Camp lot, right? Yep. Like, from some penguins.
Yep. build furniture, improve your stuff, and now you live in a camper van. There's cool, you know, it's a mobile game, right? So it has, in this case, it's probably going to be more familiar to people who played energy games, or like cool down mobile games and stuff. So like you'll set your dude to go do a chore, and it'll be like, all right, check back in 45 minutes, and he'll be done with the chore. Or, you know, you're doing this activity, it's going to take 3 hours, you know, and your phone will vibrate when the 3 hours is over.
Yeah, and I mean, so there are things in Animal Crossing that you could do that just do, right? But then there's things in Animal Crossing that have always been timed, like,
yeah,
go, hey,
it's right in line with it, you know.
Yeah, like you want to have something built, like it takes a day, you have to come back the next day before it's built, so right.
Or you just fucking grease Tom Nook's palms and he'll make it go fast for you.
Did they say that we can pay Tom Nook to speed up time?
Well, yeah, there are these things that are called leaf tickets, which are a currency that, in quotes, can be earned through regular gameplay or purchased using real world money. And okay. If you want to know, like, that, like, Nintendo just understands how the internet looks at Tom Nook these days, the symbol that I've seen going around on Twitter, there's a page. So, okay, so the game is out in Australia.
Right.
For reasons nobody can understand, except that maybe it's a really tiny continent, and so it's a really tiny test market.
Australia is also in the future.
Yes, that's true. Right. But and if you even if you live in America, if you set up a Australian account, you can in the App Store, you can actually download it. Yeah. But you can't save any data to it because it won't ping the servers. But you can fuck with it. But anyways, when you go to the pay for currency, and you know how it's like, spend $10 for this, spend $50 for this, spend $100 for this. Right. They're just different little icons of Tom Nook with varying amounts of cash. And the most expensive is him in a bathtub of money.
I saw that.
That's awesome.
Oh my God, dude.
How much is it?
I don't remember the price, but that's the most expensive option.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It was like $30, I think.
Yeah, I'm exaggerating the money, but yeah, it's...
That's how I envision Tom Nook anyway.
Yeah, and he's just got that blank stare with his eyes half open and stuff where he just doesn't give a fuck.
He's like, I envision him like having like a low rent Scrooge McDuck money bin.
Nah, man, it's not low rent at this point, man. The millions of people that he scammed.
Yeah. I'm sure, but he just seems low rent. Like Scrooge McDuck has some clash.
Yeah,
that guy is a classy duck.
That's right. Yeah, like, Tom Nook is a used car salesman.
Right.
Yeah, I mean the screenshots of the stuff. It looks really pretty and stuff, and there's like, you know, the usual charm to it. Kotaku has like a huge article by Luke Plunkett, who is Australian, who downloaded the game and just has like all this information. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it like goes through character creation and some of the activities, the map, and stuff like that. I don't think it has any of the social features because it is unable to connect to the server.
Okay.
But they did say that, like, you'll make friends with the animals in the town, obviously, like you would a normal game. But then you can give out your game ID to other people that you know. And it'll be like Miitomo, in a way.
So I can go to your campground or Jeff's campground or Tony's campground.
Right. And those all get you items, and like, you'll leave items there for other people and stuff like that. They said there'll be holiday-specific events and, like, packages and stuff and all sorts of jazz.
Cool.
Yeah. It said late November is the release date. So maybe like
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Maybe right before Thanksgiving. So they could do a Thanksgiving themed
thing. I hope they are smart and tie this in directly with whatever they're doing on the Switch for Animal Crossing.
Right. Hey,
like let's not assume that they're doing anything for the Switch. I hope they're doing something for the
Switch. See, people were freaking out about that, and all I'm saying is go look at Mario and Fire Emblem, both of which had mobile games, both of which just got huge console releases.
And it absolutely, like, 100,000,000% makes sense on the Switch. Like, it's a handheld and a console. Like, it has to be there.
It's it's perfect for both, right?
Yeah. Like,
and like the easiest way is to have like a transfer system. Like, hey, if you're connected to the internet, log in with your Switch ID on the phone or vice versa, and then shit yeah. you do in the like you can send bells or whatever from the mobile game to your console game.
Or like the camp just becomes
part of your
yeah, part of the bigger game. Yeah.
Right. Like
yeah.
like how you could go like off a you know, there's different sections sometimes. Like there's the island in New Leaf where you go, you take a boat ride. So like maybe you take like a little camper ride out to your campground and
yeah, then you put it on your phone or whatever. Like, yeah, like dude, oh man.
Fozzie's already tweeting you, by the way.
Nice, like that. But like, it, like the game looks cool and it looks like kind of fully featured, dude. Like it has some things that the other games don't. So like, I think it looks neat. Like I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to play it.
Yeah, I'm curious because I played a decent amount of Fire Emblem Heroes, but I don't know. After like 5 hours, I was kind of like, oh, it's the exact same thing forever. And it's a gacha game, which is like a Japanese term for like a lottery game, basically, where like you just put tokens in to get a pack and you open it up and it's got the you know, characters of varying rarity and stuff and you power up your characters to do the exact same battles you were doing before. So I never played Super Mario Run though because I didn't want to pay for it.
I liked it.
I guess I heard the first couple of levels are free now.
Right. But it's only I think it's the first three and then you gotta pay $10.
Yeah, yeah. But you can try it out if you want. Right. I just personally like I just don't care. Like I don't know. Anyone else try it? Did anyone try it?
I liked it. I played it all the way through. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, if yeah. it weren't $10, I totally would have played it.
Yeah, I know people that like swear by it and like, tell me to buy it, but like, I don't like to play games on my phone. I just don't.
I've been playing this Picross like game on my phone, and it's been kind of fun. I've never played one of those before. So.
But also, like, it's very short. Like,
yeah,
it's a. I mean. Whatever. It took me like about 2.5-3 hours. I hear they're releasing more though for it, so.
Oh, that'd be neat. That would help.
Yeah.
Okay, so final bit of news. This is a bigger one. And stuff, which is that NeoGAF has imploded. In short.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, literally like the night, like Friday night, like the day after we did last week's podcast, the site just went up in flames. There was this huge scandal about this guy, Tyler Malka, who is the owner of NeoGAF. This woman accused him of sexual harassment. I don't believe there was any assault. But I'm also really unsure of the difference between
harassment and assault.
Well, so like harassment, yeah. I imagine, is just like it's verbal, right? And like, doesn't necessarily include physical touching, and that's where assault comes in.
Yeah.
And I then. Guess.
That makes sense to me.
Right? Okay. Anyways, this article that I'm reading does not specify exactly, but there were accusations about inappropriate behavior between him and this woman, which then looped back around to these accusations in, not accusations, but the story that he told in 2012 with his experience with women overseas, which were just like super gross and like domineering and dismissive and stuff and just overall like shitty as a dude. And I guess in light of this, most of the mods quit who I guess because he owns the site and the site makes money. I'm not really sure how he pays these people from what I'm aware. Like these aren't volunteer mods.
So that was something I was going to ask. Like, so these people were paid.
I believe so because there were all these articles also coming out as a part of this that Malka had been offered $10 million for NeoGAF like a year ago. Like, so I don't know what company wanted to buy NeoGAF. So the site is obviously worth something, which means it's making money somehow. I'm not too sure about that, but they all quit, which meant that chaos ran supreme on the forums up until the point that he took it down, never put out any statement.
He put
it down NeoGAF. It just went to a page that had said that it was down for maintenance.
Okay.
And stuff. And everyone knew that all the mods had quit and that a lot of the user base had fled to other forums. On Waypoint's podcast, they said that their forums got about 1,000 new members and that Giant Bombs got several thousand new members. And stuff of just people sort of like flocking to different areas of where to go. And stuff like that. And I think a lot of people were also really upset with how he handled his response to these accusations. Like, he didn't put any statement out on Twitter or like his, you know, like himself or on the website. Like, his first word on the matter was to Patrick Klepek at Waypoint. And like, on Monday morning. So like the whole weekend, like Friday afternoon, this all happened. No word. Saturday, Sunday, both days go by with like no word. The whole forum is on fire, and everyone's like, "Okay, well, what happens now?" Still no word from this guy. Yeah, Monday afternoon, Patrick publishes the article, and there's a statement in him where he just doubles down on basically saying that this woman is mentally ill and that she's making all of this up, and just generally being shitty about it. And so that also pissed off even more people, which led to, when he put the site back up, more people like leaving. For a while, there was a Twitter bot that tweets out when new threads are made on NeoGAF.
Yep.
And it was just like 3 hours of people just like every once in a while you get a topic that makes sense, and then just a bunch of people being like, fuck this place, ban my account. And
even some of the ones that were like, seemed like normal, like yeah. actual threads, you get into them and it was like, basically, fuck this shit, ban my account.
Yep. Some people hiding it under that stuff. So this article says that a lot of users were not only upset about the allegations, but how he handled the situation. But like, you know, his first statement is not to his users about the future of the site, or that, you know, denying the accusations in a way that are like, hey, I'm not this kind of person, blah, 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 or like even an apology. Like, he was just like this really shitty, arrogant dude about the whole thing. And so, you know, NeoGAF has been around for like 10 years, probably more. I don't know how old NeoGAF is, to be perfectly honest with you. Let's see if I can look up Wikipedia real quick. Launched in 1999. Never mind, it's almost 20 years old.
20 years old, yeah.
Holy fuck. And, you know, NeoGAF, you know, allegations and stuff aside, speaking strictly about NeoGAF, you know, NeoGAF was this place that was like the neutral zone of the industry in a weird way, where like press and developers and consumers all sort of intermingled as equals. And people talked about stuff, they ran threads, they did, you know, there were leaks and news broke on NeoGAF and stuff like that. And it was just like this weird melting pot of the industry. And stuff, you know, looking at looking at this and stuff, there's a like the wiki thread, you know, it says people like David Jaffe, Cliff Bezinski, and, you know, other prominent members of the industry were members and stuff like that. Now the whole thing is gone because like one dude couldn't keep it in his pants, and instead of like apologizing or acting remorseful in any way, shape, or form, just like doubled down on being like the biggest douchebag possible about the whole thing. And it's just, I mean, yeah, it's good on people for like, you know, obviously the Weinstein stuff has sort of lit a fire under everyone's ass to like talk about this stuff, and that's
yeah.
And I mean, that part's awesome. Like, it's good that this stuff is coming out and stuff, but like, you know, between this and the Naughty Dog stuff, like there's a, you know, so this and like the EA stuff, which obviously has nothing to do with harassment and stuff like that, but like there's a current sea change in the industry, like, and you know, all of these big things are sort of happening at once, and the timing is, you know, cosmically interesting. Right.
Okay. Just like, Bush Senior.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys caught that one.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, dude, that was, you want to talk about not handling it correctly. Did you see the first apology they put out where they were just like, oh, yeah, sometimes he makes really off-color jokes because he's old. And everyone's like, that literally has nothing to do with what
they said. They said that he sometimes, like, pats girls on the butt. Like,
that was the second apology.
Oh, that was the second one?
Yeah, they put out one a couple of days ago after the first woman came out against him. And they were like, yeah, sometimes he just makes shitty jokes because he's an old dude. Haha. And then another woman came out and they were like, yeah, all right. You know.
Which, if I'm being honest, like, that's not the same thing as whatever. Like, and he's fucking oldest and senile, but whatever. Like,
well, but see, that's the thing. Like, that's what, like, that's what people believe. But, like, I mean, he's still, like,
senile. Dude, it's not senile, the same thing, dude. And like, it's, you know, there's different, like, what Harvey Weinstein and shit did is absolutely fucking rape. Like,
I'm not comparing the two. I'm just saying that, like,
and that's actually a thing. Like, the part of your brain that makes you stop from doing that stuff shrinks when you're older. So it's not like,
sure, but there are also people,
like,
who are.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, have you seen
his wife still is not senile. Like, his wife should be the one.
Yeah, but he's still like 93, and like, that's when you're. Brain starts falling into little bits. Like, it's
I mean, their explanation of it is, I think, worse than him actually doing. I think he's an old dude in a wheelchair. Like,
right, but some of these incidents are like from 5-6 years ago. Like,
well, still,
even then, 88, 89. Like, and it's no justification. Like, he shouldn't be tapping women on the ass.
You know, if he can make jokes about cop in a feel. Like, I think he knows enough about what he's doing.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is the part of your brain that stops you from making those jokes shrinks when you're old, so you can't not make
them. Yeah, but someone's putting out a press statement saying that, unless it's him. But, like, I think that's not
like good. I fully believe that he's, like, at that doddering of an age, like, maybe he shouldn't be out in public doing this stuff anymore.
Well, that's my other thing is, like, if he's that senile, like, his wife certainly is not. Like, she should not be putting him in these situations where he might start groping other women. Like,
right.
You know.
Yeah, well, talk also, about a bad, like, look. His I know that the one actress said that, like, the Secret Service agent that was there with him at the time. So, oh, you shouldn't have stood over there. Like,
right.
Well, maybe you should have warned her about that.
Right.
Like,
yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah. Hindsight's 20/20, moron.
You know, the 89-year-old dude has a tendency of sometime just reaching out and grabbing women's by their butt. Like, all right. Well, maybe position her so that she's not in a position to have her ass grabbed. Like, you don't allow her to get in a position like that. You know, if you know that that's a possibility from the old man. Oh, fuck.
I will say this. One time when I was in 7th grade, the teacher touched me on the chin and I did not like it. I'm not even, like, joking. Like, it seemed inappropriate. You know what I mean? Like, he, like, kind of gave me a rub on the chin. Like, I was like, dude, what are you doing? Yeah. And, like, everyone thought the dude was weird. I can't even remember the guy's name, but everyone, like, used a joke about him. But,
being sweet on you?
Yeah, I think so. He was a woodshop teacher, too. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know.
So, yeah, dude, left and right, all this shit's coming to light, and it's not a bad thing. Like, you know, it's good to see that, like, you know, that these guys can't hide forever.
But I do think, like, I'm not trying to defend George Bush, but I think him patting someone on the ass is, like, one.
It's not patting on the ass. We're talking about, like, full on, like.
Is that what they claim, that he was, like, literally groping them?
Yeah. Well, the first woman especially goes, she's significant. She knew that he had a grip. And stuff. We're not talking like a pat on the shoulder, but a pat on the ass kind of thing. We're talking, like, he's reaching around and, you know, filling his hands.
Giving a squeeze.
Yeah. And stuff. And, you know, part of me wonders, you know, yeah, he's old, but I bet at you at some point he realized, oh, shit. I'm but old, you have to read and all nobody's sorts... gonna ever nobody's gonna like yell at an old dude about this stuff.
You'd be surprised. Like... My father-in-law, who like slowly like had his mind eaten away by MS, used to just piss off the edge of the deck and like ask him what he was doing. I don't know. And it's like there was just nothing left. Like mine's a weird thing.
I agree, but. And I mean, it's not like, nobody's trying to like, and I think like what people, a lot of people confuse about these things coming to light is that people are trying to like ruin other people's reputation or get them fired or get them put in jail. And stuff. And in some cases, yes, because like they deserve that because they've been in a position of power where they can do this stuff. When it comes to him, I think this woman was, just sharing a story. Like she doesn't expect them, like. Yeah, she's not going to sue the president for like damages and stuff. Like she was just like, "Hey, this happened." Like, and you know, I'm sharing my story as a part of this thing. Like,
I think good. Like, it needs to get out there. Like, even casual stuff like that maybe like this, it's not acceptable. Like,
yeah, I think it's, I think it is good for the culture that like this is kind of happening. Like, hopefully, it actually does change things. I don't know. We'll see.
I just hope that there's like certain people that like we still hold certain people in levels of respect. We just kind of brush over their indiscretions and their shitty ass behavior because they're considered geniuses in their field. And it's like,
right?
I mean,
Steve Jobs was one of them, not for sexual harassment, but he was a giant dick.
Right. But specifically, like, you know, going back to Harvey Weinstein, like, you know, you got like what the fuck's his name? Roman Polanski and.
Oh, yeah. Woody Allen.
Woody Allen. Like, these dudes are like dicks, but it's like, oh, we hold them in like high esteem because, you know, they're fucking geniuses of their craft or whatever. And it's like, no, like they're still dickheads and like right. We need to call them on that.
Well, yeah, Jeff, I mean that, you know, you, me and Isabel were talking about it
as well. Yeah.
A couple of days ago about why like Weinstein's this, like, you know, they nailed him to the cross, but everyone is just like, oh yeah, by the way, Woody Allen's working on a new movie. That sounds awesome. It's like, I mean, I think it was a very, like, time and place thing with Weinstein where, like, 40 people came out at once and, like, the age of social media, like, you just lit a match. And,
no, I get
and
that. Stuff.
And, like, my argument for those two in particular, Chris, that you mentioned were just, like, people have known and they've stopped caring, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah, no, I was more riffing on the fact that, like, there's these people, like, some film critics that, like, super self-righteous about everything. But there's still the same people that are like love Woody Allen, and you're like, dude, you're full of shit. Like, if you're gonna be that self-righteous and preaching to people like you should not consume the Weinstein's media, it's like, then don't tell me that Woody Allen's a genius, because fuck him. Like,
right? Like you should also be saying the same thing about like, don't consume Woody Allen's media, don't consume Roman Polanski's media, don't like, that other director that just he. There's like 30 or 40 women have just come out like
is it accusing Topak? Him. James Topak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
well, I never heard of before this.
No, but, there's obviously there's a pervasive culture, and it's not just in, you know, film and TV. Like it is in.
It's in every industry.
Yeah.
Video games.
It's in, writing. It's, I'm sure that, like, if you dig deep enough, like, I'm sure that you find it in your own company. Like,
yeah, no doubt.
Some shit, it just gets hidden, and this is allowing people to step up and go, no, this shit happens, and it could be happening right under your nose. And, like, so.
Yep.
Wow.
So yeah, to end this NeoGAF story, it basically ends with like the majority of the users and the mods moving onto this new forum that they called Reset Era, that is sort of being positioned as the like successor, and so it'll be left. You know, Malka is not involved, and he, you know, it's more of the put up by the mods who were more or less taking care of the site, and stuff like that. So,
Oh, it's also approval needed for that to get on their form, the moment, I guess.
Yeah, so their Twitter said that they are putting out one last thing of invites, which I guess are going out to old NeoGAF members first, and then they will open up full registration. I think it's just to help them like build up capacity, and so that way, as they start to get their sea legs, they're not overrun with thousands of users all at
sure,
once.
Sure.
So,
on a much lighter note, I still don't know what NeoGAF is.
It's just like, it's a gaming forum.
Right.
That you need an invite to?
No, so you used to.
Jesus Christ.
And stuff. But yeah, so NeoGAF, to give a short history lesson, spun off of this website called Gaming Age. It was the forums for Gaming Age. So GAF stands for Gaming Age Forums. Neo, obviously, New Gaming Age Forums. Like, they spun off from that and kept the name and just stuck new on it. And
You used to need to be invited by another member. They did stop that, but now it's like, I don't know now. I don't know how they're utilizing their membership, but you could sign up and your request would be reviewed, and it normally takes months to get an account on there.
Yep.
Crazy.
But yeah, so. You know, I doubt this will be the last big thing that happens this year, you know, like in terms of these negative bombshells in the industry. You know, I'm sure that they'll be happy to do.
Keep coming.
Yeah. Which, you know, and in this case, good. You know, sure. I would, you know, there were people who I unfortunately feel they can't speak up and stuff. You know, Alana Pierce was out there being like, I have so many things to say when I'm no longer working in this industry. And it sucks that like somebody like her who works for like one of the biggest sites ever has to wait until like that in that her position, she doesn't feel secure enough to still talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's such a closed, industry,
yeah,
that like, yeah, if they speak up now, like they are potentially hurting their career. Just is shitty. It really is. But
only, I guess, time will tell on that stuff, right?
Yep. All right, well, hopefully next week we have happier news, less shitty news.
We can talk about Mario. I
mean, we'll be talking.
We'll have sunshine and flowers though with Mario. So
new
game impressions. Paris Games Week, I think, will have happened by the time we get back.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Maybe there'll be something for us to talk about.
That would also be nice. I'd like to hear if some new stuff is coming out. Because we're quickly wrapping up the year here. There's only a few weeks left.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the very least, there's going to be PSX and Game Awards.
Yeah, early December, right?
And then we all get to take out the knives and beat each other to death over Game of the Year.
It's going to be the rest of us versus Jeff.
That's actually.
I don't know. Great. I think if at least you guys go back and play a little bit of Zelda,
And I will. I have promised. It's public. My promise is public on Twitter.
I'm telling you, I think if anybody votes for a Mario or a Nintendo game, everyone here would take Mario over Zelda.
Well, here's the thing. You're going to get a Switch, right, Pete?
I'm going to try.
If you get one, you have to get Zelda. Like, I'm telling you. Like,
I'm going to try, but that is like the fourth game on the list of priorities.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I just don't care.
All right, but like I'm saying.
That hurts.
I'm telling you, as someone who owns any good game on the Switch, or like a lot of the big ones, like big Nintendo ones, like that's the one to get. Like, if you're getting one.
But really? So let me tell you, like, Zelda came out and I did not care about it whatsoever. Mario's coming out and I'm like, man, I wish I had a Switch. Like, I'm jealous of the people who get to play that game now.
Mario's gonna be very good.
Did not exist whatsoever when Zelda came out. In fact, I was just angry.
Mario's gonna be very good. It's gonna be awesome.
Yes.
It's gonna be a great game.
Yes, it is.
It's not probably a better game than Zelda was. Like, Zelda's like,
how do you know? You haven't played it yet.
This is the hyperbole that I just can't get over when it comes to Jeff.
It's not hyperbole. I'm just saying, it, like, I think that Mario's going to be awesome, but there's no way it's going to touch what Zelda did. And it's not hyperbole. It's not going to do it.
Well, there's no way that Zelda's going to win Game of the Year. So, and that's not hyperbole either, Jeff.
Zelda's currently my fourth.
Everyone was looking, and I was looking at my list. I don't have a top 10 right now. We stopped doing power rankings like 6 months ago, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have like an idea of what my top 4 or 5 are, for sure.
I've actually put mine together. Let me look. I don't know where I put it. Let me see.
Like, it's actually kind of amazing. The first like 4 games of this year that I played are Resident Evil, Horizon, Nier, and Persona, and it's like, what the fuck? Like, what a crazy
gonna cry.
Beginning of this year.
Yeah, Jeff's gonna end up crying during Game of the Year.
Oh, I know he is.
Off the top of my head, like my top 5 would probably be Zelda, probably the Mario that's coming out, Mario plus Rabbids, Resident Evil 7. That's about it. I don't even think that's 5, but. Those are the ones off the top of my head.
Resident Evil 7's in my top 10.
Yeah. I don't have... These are not in order. I have them in order of playing and finishing them. Unfortunately, you guys haven't played PUBG, and even though that might be... That's going to be easily top 5 for me. It's... I know.
Well, that's because it's not for Xbox, right? Isn't that like...
Yeah. And Fozzie's played it.
So. Fozzie's played it, but I mean, you can't win a Game of the Year with 2 of the 6 votes.
Right, but close. I think Chris and I are both planning on getting it when it comes out for Xbox.
Yeah.
Right, but I don't believe they will hit 1.0 by the time that they, by the end of this year. I don't actually think that.
I think if we can play it, and I don't know. We'll talk about that.
Even regardless, do you think that's a Game of the Year game, Pete?
Oh, God, yes. That is a cultural phenomenon.
So what? Who cares?
So what? You literally just spent like an hour and a half talking about how Zelda has changed the face of gaming on Twitter. Like,
I'm talking about gameplay. I'm not talking about like a cultural phenomenon. I mean, who cares? I think
it's a cultural phenomenon because of gaming. Think of the impact that Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare had when it came out, irregardless of single player, which nobody cared about, that changed nothing. The multiplayer...
I mean, PUBG has already shown its impact in the multiplayer space. Like, Fortnite released a Battle Royale mode.
GTA has one.
GTA has one. There was something that it's implied very... the Metal Gear Survive, that it seems like that may be positioning to have a mode like that.
I wasn't interested in that game until they were like, what if we made it PUBG but Metal Gear? And I was like,
right?
What if?
Like that, it seems like it is a...
I mean, if you're just...
Fundamentally changing the...
Yeah, just judging impact, though, are you?
No, but I mean... I haven't
played it, so...
Right. I mean, I'm not going to make the Game of the Year argument right now, but I mean, like, in the amount of time and the amount of enjoyment I have had out of that game, like...
Like, you would give it number 1 right now?
Right now, no. I don't know if I would. Like,
see, that's what I'm saying.
The way I'm sitting right now is near? Like, personally, but So, all right. If we're going to lay out Game of the Year predictions 2 months ahead of time, I think by the end of it, I think Horizon will easily be a top contender. Because I know Tony really liked it.
Yep.
I really liked it. Chris liked it, but not as much as the rest of us. I don't remember what Fozzie's feelings are, if he even finished it.
Jeff really liked it too, even though he's not saying anything right now.
I could not play it after playing Zelda. Like, I tried to go back into it. I really did. I tried to play it, and I just couldn't get into it.
Right. But like, the problem with my list is that I play a bunch of shit that nobody else plays. Like, nobody else. I think I am the only person who played Persona 5.
Yeah, sure. I hear you on that. And usually I try to keep up with everything, but like this year I just started playing certain games.
I am the only person who played Nier, right? Chris, did you touch it?
I did not. Fozzie might have.
Right. With the exception of Foz, I'm the only person who's played PUBG so far.
I'd like to play Nier. I just don't know if I'll fit it in the next 2 months.
Right. Chris at least played Pyre.
I did. That is on my list.
It is on my list. Yeah. So, Resident Evil as well. I mean, most of us played that one at least. So.
It's a very good game.
Yeah, it is. There are a couple. There are a few other ones I want to hit before the end of the year. Wolfenstein, obviously. I want to play Mario. I will attempt to touch Zelda, but the more people start raving about it as we get to Game of the Year, the more I'm just like, I don't want to go anywhere near this. It just, the hyperbole, it gives me hives. And I feel like there was one other big game that I don't know. I got to go through a list at some point, like, where, since we are hitting that end of the year period, like, I need to go through and be like, all right, what are the things that we need, that I need to touch on?
Like, I already have a list. Like, I have my game of the year list already, and I have, like, the list of games I need to play before we get to the end. I'm prepared.
What do you have on your list of games to play, Tony?
I have Assassin's Creed, Divinity 2, Mario Odyssey, Star Wars Battlefront, Shadow of War, and more Zelda.
I'm writing
PUBG whenever it actually comes out for Xbox.
That's a lot of gameplay.
Yeah. Well, to at least experience some of it, right? Like, to go...
Right, to play enough, like, oh, this, I need to play more of this, or...
Right.
Oh, this doesn't really matter for Game of the Year. I'm gonna play less.
Yeah, Battlefront 2 sounds like a game I will buy on PS4 just so I can play the single player and then immediately sell back to Amazon.
I'm really excited for that, for like the spectacle, because it's one of the Xbox X upgrade games.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that was the one news I did forget, was the backwards compatible games came out on Tuesday.
Yes.
Original Xbox games and KOTOR.
I really want to give KOTOR another shot.
Oh, I love that game so much.
Oh, that's one of them?
At least
three times. I would definitely do it a fourth, because it's been like a decade now.
This guy looks so shitty, though, now.
So that's, the funny thing is, a coworker of mine said the exact same thing. It runs letterboxed. Like, it won't actually, like, stretch to your screen, because it just wasn't made to. But everything else is still sharp. Like, yeah, it looks like ass, but, like, in the end, like...
You're probably running the PC version,
not the, like, the Xbox version.
Yeah, I would assume so. But, like, it's the writing and the mechanics that carry that game. Like, so good.
I've always wanted to play it. So,
it's so good. That was
$10, Jeff. That
made Xbox for me.
But Battlefront 2. My one, like, friend who lives on the street is, like, bugging me to get that for Xbox. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, the multiplayer has me.
I know we won't play it enough, like, so I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to play it enough either, but I'm still getting it. It comes out on my birthday. Happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
But it's like, if the single player is, like, decent enough, I guess maybe I'd get it. Like, I don't know. Like,
that sounds so enthusiastic.
I'm getting The Sims, like, a couple days before that, and, like, I know I'm just going to want to play that.
I would probably get that too, but I have too many other games.
For sure.
Battlefront's definitely on my list, though. But
you get it for Xbox, Chris?
Yeah. You could release, like, Star Wars shit, and I would probably still buy it.
Yeah, so. No, I would too. Oh, Evil Within 2?
Yeah, I'm going to get that eventually.
That's on my list.
Yeah, that's going to go on there.
That looks good.
Cuphead, I feel like I need to play.
Yeah, it's really hard.
How are you guys feeling about Forza Motorsport?
That's not going to be in the discussion.
Okay, Ruiner, I think, has, like, been an amazing indie game that I really want to play. I think all of you guys should at least try to play Night in the Woods. It's a really simple, like, 2D adventure game.
I'm never hooking up my PS4 again, basically, is what's happening here, guys.
I mean, none of these are PS4 exclusive, so you're fine.
Yeah, I think my PS4 is probably not going to go on and again until, like, Spider-Man or God of War.
Oh, yeah, 2018.
Mine will when the Horizon DLC.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I want to play that.
I should have kept my copy, but I was poor.
So. Fair enough. Well, there's lots of stuff for us to play, and next week we will have brand new game impressions.
Oh, yes,
we will.
Wolfenstein, Mario, and maybe Assassin's Creed.
That's a whole show right there.
We have those. Yes.
We need a whole show off of that.
Yeah, well, it's going to be that, and we're going to have Paris Games Week, hopefully.
Yep. So we will have a bunch of stuff to talk about next week. Come back then. Jeff, say good night.
Good night.